ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 9th कांटो चैप्टर 20। द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द डायनेस्टी ऑफ पुरु। टुडे टेक्स्ट 37। तम त्यक्तु कामं ममतां भर्तुस् त्याग विसंकितां नाम निर्वाचनं तस्य श्लोकं एनं सुराः जगुः तं त्यक्तु कामं ममतां भर्तुस्त्याग विसंकितां नाम निर्वाचनं तस्य श्लोकं एनं सुराजगुः। वर्ड मीनिंग तम दैट न्यूली बॉर्न बेबी त्यक्तु कामम हु वाज ट्राइंग टू अवॉइड ममताम अंटू ममता भर्तु त्याग विसंकिताम वेरी मच अफ्रेड ऑफ बीइंग फोरसेकन बाय हर हस्बैंड बिकॉज ऑफ गिविंग बर्थ when illegitimate son. Nama Nirvachanam, a name giving ceremony or Nama Karana. Tasya to the child. Slokam verse. Enam this suraha the demigods jaguhu enunciated. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Mamata very much feared being forsaken by her husband for giving birth to an illegitimate son, and therefore she considered giving up the child. But then the demigod solved the problem by enunciating a name for the child. Purport: according to Vedic scripture, whenever a child is born, there are some ceremonies known as Jatakarma and Namakarana, in which Lanen Brahmanas immediately after the birth of the child make a horoscope according to astrological calculations. But the child to which Mamata gave birth was begotten by Brihaspati religiously. For although Mamata was the wife of Utathya, Brihaspati made her pregnant by force. Therefore, Brihaspati became Bharta. According to Vedic culture, a wife is considered the property of her husband. And a son born by illicit sex is called Dwaja. The common word still current in Hindu society for such a son is Dogla, which refers to a son not begotten by the husband of his mother. In such a situation, it is difficult to give the child a name according to proper regulative principles. Mamata, therefore, was perplexed, but the demigods gave the child the appropriate name, Bharadwaja, which indicated that the child born illegitimately should be maintained by both Mamata and Brihaspati. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Sei Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Dapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tyam tyaktu kamam mamatam, bhartustyaga visankitam, nama nirvachanam tasya, shlokamenam surajaguhu. Mamata very much feared being forsaken by her husband for giving birth to an illegitimate son, and therefore she considered giving up the child. But then the demigod solved the problem by enunciating a name for the child. So, as in previous verse, from previous verse we saw how Brihaspati was attracted by his brother's wife, Mamata, and forcibly discharged him into the womb of Mamata. As a result, the child was born, but this child was rejected by both Brihaspati and Mamata. First, Brihaspati told, "You foolish woman, although this child was born from the wife of one man, through the semen discharged by another, you should maintain him." Upon hearing this, Mamata replied, "O Brihaspati, you maintain him." After speaking in this way, Brihaspati and Mamata both left. This child was known, then child was there. So the demigods, they appeared in the scene. So demigods solved the problem by enunciating a name for the child. It is very interesting that this dynasty, this is Puru dynasty, Bharat Maharaj came in this dynasty. There are three Bharat. This is the son of Shakuntala and Dushmanta, this Bharat. Again and again in Bhagavad Gita we see Lord Sri Krishna addressed Arjuna as Bharata. So because this is Kuru Vansha, in Kuru Vansha this particular Bharata, this is son of Shakuntala and Dushmanta, he appeared. This is Bharata, and Arjuna and also appeared in this dynasty, in Kuru dynasty. And in the dynasty we said how Bharat Maharaj appeared, Bharat Maharaj had three wives, and their three wives also, they have begotten some children. But because the children were not looking exactly like Bharat Maharaj, they are looking little different, and their behavior was little different. So the wives of Bharat Maharaj, they killed the children, their own children, they killed them. So Bharat Maharaj has now no children. So he was performing a great yajna to please the Marutas, the demigods. And the Marutas came, that will be happen after, that when Maruta delivered this child and they gave this child to Bharat Maharaj. But this, here is the specifically described how, as Prabhupada mentioned, that in Vedic scripture, whenever a child is born, there are some ceremonies known as Jata Karma or Namakarana. This ceremonies happen after the birth of a child. This has happened to every Lord, Supreme Lord, when he appeared. There is also, when Krishna appeared, there is also name giving ceremony by Gargamuni came. But actually, when the Balaram appeared, the name was given before. Generally, the name was given after the child born, but Balaram's name was given before by Krishna himself. Balabhadra Balachayat. Rama iti lokaramanat, Balabhadra Balachayat, he gave these names. Anyhow, even Rama or Krishna, Lakmana, they appeared, or Gaurnita appeared. This name giving ceremony is there. So, when this particular child born here, and the demigods, they come voluntarily, and they organized a Jata Karma or Namakarana ceremony. So in this way we see how the demigods, they gave the name to this child as Bharadvaja, because his name is here Bhartus. Name is here Bhartus Tyaga Visankitam. This wife of Utathya, the brother of Brihaspati, she was very much feared because of her husband. Maybe become angry, maybe reject her. So because of fearful situation, so she rejected. But Brihaspati is considered as Bhartus because he, from his semen, the child was begotten. So Bharata, he is duty. It is Brihaspati's duty to maintain the child because the child was born from his semen. But rather, Brihaspati was telling to Mamata, "You foolish woman, you should maintain the child." Actually, both of them, Brihaspati and Mamata, they are duty to maintain the child. But we see, all these both of them, they reject the child. Rejected, but Brihaspati made her pregnant by force. Therefore, Brihaspati became Bharata. So he is, according to Vedic culture, Prabhupada writing here. So he is the Bharata, who Brihaspati was the Bharata, and because it is born out of this illicit sex, so this is also known as Dwaja. The child also known as Dwaja. So he was Bhartu, Bhaptam, Var, this Bhartu, this and Dwaja, these two words, they combine together, then they become Bharat Dwaja. So in this way, the demigods solved problem. He gave the name to the child as Bharat Dwaja. So this Bharat Dwaja Gotra, this is a famous Bharadwaj Muni, was a very famous Muni. Brahma was have given him much respect. Even our Goswamis, Rupa Goswamis, Sanatana Goswamis, they are also appeared in this ancestor, this Bharadwaj. There is Bharadwaj Gotri. From this Bharadwaj Muni. So because this Bharadwaj was born out of the semen of Brihaspati, he has also Brahmanical nature. And that later on, we will see this Bharadwaj was handed by the demigods to Bharat Maharaj. Jai Sri Sri Gaurnita ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundara Tavisai ki jai. So anyone born in this Gotra, generated in Bharadwaj Gotra, they have these two nature. Their Brahmanical nature, there also, Kshatriya nature is also there. Because Bharadwaj Muni was accepted by Bharat Maharaj as his son. So he also ruled the world. He also, sometimes he also become king. But he is also great rishi. He become Bharadwaj Gotra. So in this way we see, according to the the nature of the father, the child's nature is also according to his nature. Let's say we see this Rupa Sanatana, they are also, they have Brahmanical nature, they have Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipunau Sadharma Sangsthapako Lokanam Hitakarinyau Tribhuvane Manyu Saranya Karau Sisi Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajanande Namattalikau Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugau Sriva Gopalakau. So the Rupa Sanatana, they are very expert in describing Shastra. And they are discussing Shastra, always engaged in discussing and analyzing these Vedic literatures and explaining them and preaching them. So in this way we see they are also Brahmanical nature, same time they are also perfect administration. So that's why Husain Shah appointed them as ministers, and they were perfectly administered everything. So, but here we see the Prabhupada gave the purport, difficult to give child a name according to proper regulatory principle, and if he is not born in an improper way, if illicit way child born, so that's why the demigods, they are in a situation what name the child should get. That's why he gave, anyhow he's come the Bhartu or the bharta, the maintainer of this child was Brihaspati. And according to legitimately, because from his semen the child was born. But because Dwaja, this child is known as Dwaja because he is born out of illicit sex. So it must be combined, the demigods, they combined the both names, then gave Bharadwaja. Prabhupada wrote that which indicated that the child born illegitimately should be maintained by both Mamata and Brihaspati. So in this way we see according to Vedic principles, the child must be maintained by both, but the husband and wife, the father and mother. The father, mother, he is Brihaspati and Mamata, they both left. This even demigod societies. Even we see Brihaspati's wife was Tara and he was kidnapped by Soma, Chandra. And there was also illicit, there was a child was born. And that case we see they both fighting to get the child. And Brihaspati telling, no, this child, my child. And Soma also claiming, now this child is belong to me. But here they reject. They claiming both child. Then finally Brahma came and they asked to Tara, wife of Brihaspati, tell the truth. From whose semen this child was born. And finally Buddha, the son of Chandrama, the wife told, this is begotten from the moon god, or from Soma. So anyhow, we see the even demigod society, this all this type of the illicit connection, illicit sex life is there. But we see even in Kali Yuga, but those who came in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, in his answer, there is no such thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even they all appeared again in Gaurilila to get purified. The Brihaspati also appeared in Gaurilila as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, great scholar, and he took this Nama Sankirtan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and he got purified. Then he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikhyartham Ekam Purana Purusa Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Krupam Budhi Jetamaham Prapadye. Then he took shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told, I am taking shelter of the lotus feet. And he appeared in this age of Kali to teach the people this Vairagya Vidya, this Vidya Abhrina and detachment. Similarly with this, see Brahma also illicitly, he was trying to have illicit relation with his own daughter. And that Brahma also appeared in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes as Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur. He got purified completely. So in this way, we see unless we take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this Nam Sankirtan, is very difficult to purify our consciousness. To purify our consciousness, we must accept this Nam Sankirtan. Jagya Sankirtana Prayer Jajantihi Sumedhasa. They are considered as the most intelligent personality, most intelligent persons, those who accepted this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this age of, specifically in this age of Kali, and in a conditioned soul there is four defects. One of them is cheating propensity and imperfect senses, and make mistakes, cheating propensity, and there is another illusion, to get illusioned. to get illusion, to be in Maya. This is common thing in this, for a conditioned soul. So in this age of Kali, to make ourselves, purify ourselves, accepting Yuga Dharma, we must accept Naam Sankirtan. We see this great personality, they are also appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's past times, whether it is Brahma, it is Brihaspati, or he is all of the demigods, they are also appeared in different forms. You see Gauru Gonadesh Deepika, there is different. How this, which personality appeared in which form, they described there. So this specifically, though it is Kali Yuga, still though appeared in this Kali Yuga during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's era, or in this specifically in this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who accepted, they are very fortunate. By chanting simply Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, how we can gradually, in a gradual process, we can purify our consciousness. There is no other way. It's very difficult to purify the consciousness. We see how these great demigods, they are also even connected to this. They got illusioned. They are all, unless we come to the liberated platform, it is not easy to come to this platform. So, that's why this is only way in this age of Kali, is to take shelter of this Sankirtan Jagya. To accept this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is Prabhupada gave us, to following the four regulative principles, and then to follow the regulative principles also, we chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way we can purify our consciousness, but otherwise we see when have Brihaspati, is such a learned person, the priest, they also get illusion. Hare Krishna. So any question or comment? 10 minutes is there. Okay. Maharaj, microphone.
Such a highly elevated, prestigious personality like Brihaspati, spiritual master, priest of the demigod, if he could commit this type of mistake or abnormal activity, it appears that Singh is not very much enthusiastic to have relations with Brihaspati. But forcefully Brihaspati impregnated her. And that was a big, really great mistake. He should have not done this part. And by mistake, God thought that when the child took birth, at least he should have taken responsibility, completely denying mercilessly. This is inconceivable. Even in present Kali, Kali present, full play Kali is here. But even someone does in this society, that he should be, he could be rejected. But how come that all the demigods, all the sentient persons, all other sentient persons, they did not dare to reject him? No Buddhist wisdom at all. And other thing you are discussing about Bhagwan. So Prabhupada in purpose mentioned that actually the son is the property of father, considered to be father. Though it was not illegally he was holding, because she was not the wife. Mamta was not the wife of the husband. So he did such shape, not to say, of noble activity, because that religion, he was, of course, you compromise, like for correction, he appeared here in the Kalinga Vaishnava as associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was given severe punishment. He forcefully implicated another child. His own wife was also kidnapped and she was also kidnapped. Punishment was there, severe punishment. Tara.
Yes, Tara.
Just take a lesson. The key for that law of karma works in the mysterious way. He was given punishment. Of course, it was mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he accepted him. And but punishment was, enough punishment was given. You force others' wife for illicit relation, then your wife, right in front of you, she was kidnapped and she was made pregnant.
But it is looks from Shastra like that it is prohibited in Kali Yuga to begot a child in your anyone brother's wives from brother's wife. But why it is mentioned? But it means the other yugas in other places that was allowed to, but not illicitly, but to answer to protect just continuing the ancestry. So anyhow. So. And we see that why this wife of this Mamata, the wife of Utathya, the brother of Brihaspati, even you see the Sridhar Swami's Tika, he is mentioning, Sati. He used the word Sati. She was a chaste lady. It was forcefully, just Brihaspati part his semen.
Maharaj said in Bhagavad Gita, just warns that even a man of intelligence, you know, someone who's respected as a scholar in a high position, very easily the mind can get swept away by that association, by lust. So Bhagavatam is just teaching us severe lessons that even in such high caliber, the priest of the demigod is very reputable, but then he, you know, perform such an act. So not thinking that, if such great personalities do it, then what is the hope for us? Prabhupada said, just like Arjuna approached Krishna, we have the very same opportunity. Krishna gave full knowledge of self-realization, how to achieve the goal, and how to control the mind and senses. So Krishna's teaching us by the daily lessons of Gita and Bhagavatam, the dangers. Every step there's danger in the material world. So there's so many details in the Bhagavatam, how to comprehend how someone of great caliber can fall to that degree is a warning for all of us.
That's why Krishna told Abhruta Jnana Metena. Abhruta Jnana Metena Jnanina Nitya Bhairinam Kama Rupena Kaunteya Duskurena Nalenacha. Even the great learned persons would be bewildered by this lust. This is the eternal enemy, even for a knowledgeable person. So, this is the lust is bewildered. I mean, this is not new thing. This from even no one could conquer it. Even Krishna himself, he told, no one can. Daivi hesa guna mayi mama maya durattaya. Unless we are pure devotee, no one can overcome this illusory energy of the Lord. And this lust is in everyone's heart. Bhagavatam mentioned that it is only the Naranarayana Rishi. The Lord himself incarnated as Naranarayana Rishi, they were free. Otherwise, even Brahma, Narada, we see in history, debris was even Lord Shiva, he was bewildered by Lohini. He is not this. Everyone was just deviated.
Sometimes I am not
Eh?
Like Rishi, big Rishi, he is very famous for having.
Yes. All of the another
word. Reason that for time being he was ruling the kingdom as well as a heir of Bharat. But what Rishi, he also ruled the kingdom for time being. One is
Shankar person, Bharadwaj and Rishi. Yes.
And
this is Bharadwaj. So you think they are both different personalities?
Huh?
They are different personalities. You, are you thinking?
No, I don't know. I was asking whether.
So, anyhow.
Maybe one could be the name the same as Rishi separate.
I saw somewhere that. That's why this Bharadwaj Gotra, people's. So one time, one place I saw in Parpot, Bharadwaj Gotra peoples, they are both these qualities. They have administrative qualities, they have also Brahmanical qualities like Brihaspati. Rajamantri Sanatana Buddhi Brihaspati. He Rajamantri, he was according to a so sharp intelligence, he in intelligence is like Brihaspati. And in administration, Sanatana Goswami is also very perfect. And their Gotra is known as from, they are coming from Bharadwaj Gotra. They are Bharadwaj Gotri Brahmanas. And again, the Bharadwaj Gotri Brahmanas, they have these two qualities. The Bharadwaj Gotra, those who are born from the Bharadwaj Gotra, they have these two qualities. Because they are. Yes.
Just after
this is not in this chapter, maybe second, next chapter. We'll see. Sukadeva Goswami said because Bharadwaj was delivered by the Marut demigods, he was known as Vitattha, the son of Vitattha was Manu. Okay. Bharadwaj, also known as Vitattha. Next chapter. He told Bharadwaj, because he was delivered by Marut, the demigods to Bharat Maharaj, so he was known as Vitattha. The son of Vitattha was Manu. And from Manu came five sons. Like this, the answer. Okay. हरे कृष्ण श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय